Ursula Gwynne's Earthsea. The Ring. Based on the novels A Wizard of Earthsea and The Tombs of Atuin. Adapted by Judith Adams.
First-rate breakfast, eh, sister?
Do mages often beg?
Well, yes, I've begged all my life, I suppose. I tried to make some return, though. Stories, news, cures. I cured this good woman's goats.
Did you tell her?
Why would I? Oh. I should get to the coast soon.
Your magic's good for little things, then, as well as dragons.
Well, I like to help when I can, without fuss. Well, I've met with so much kindness on my journey. Half our ring of Erith Akbe was given to me by an old lady with nothing but rags on her back.
That's a part of the story you haven't told me.
I wonder, sometimes, if I dreamed it. I was passing Kargad Natuin that time, with a mage wind in our sails and our way to Vetch on the East Reach. And the shadow played my old trick, tempting us into a fog. And we ran aground in a sand dune. I pitched out and hit my head.
Sinaha! Tama! Tama!
What? Who are you?
Kanai! Kargad! Sinha!
Oh, Kargad! Is this Kargad? I'm sorry, I speak no Kargis. Oh. I need to dry my clothes. Do you have somewhere? Shelter? Food? A fire?
Ah! Thiru!
Yes. I'll come with you, thank you.
Ganai!
Sparrow, I'll follow you.
Ganai isn't a name. It means of royal blood.
Princess. I know that now. She took me home to her palace. A hovel of gaps and driftwood and a cowering man. Fire of sorts. And raw shellfish. She showed me baby clothes and a sea chest, salt encrusted. And one of them, a dress covered in pearls, with the half ring stitched into it. She wasn't pleased until I took it.
I know who they are.
You do?
I think so. A royal sister and brother. Tha told me the story when I was little. And I was telling it to someone else not long before you came to the tombs. A girl I was usually too proud to talk to since they've made me priestess.
I could eat all day. I'd be fat if they let me eat what I like. Cossil's fat, so she gets plenty. I wish they'd let me be a cook instead of a priestess.
You don't want to be a priestess?
What? No disrespect, but no one ever comes. No one cares what we do here.
Men do come, Penthe.
What? Who?
In secret. Prisoners. The nameless ones eat them. I see to it. Penthe, I said they couldn't have any food or water or light.
Is that why you've been ill? You mustn't mind too much. It's not our fault we're stuck here and made to do stupid things. What is it like down there in the labyrinth? Too dark to see all the treasure?
I can light a torch away from the undertomb, in the tunnels and rooms. But I haven't gone to the treasure room yet. I'm saving it up. There's one special treasure Tha told me about. A half ring. One of the accursed sorcerers came to conquer us with the amulet of great power. One half's kept in the labyrinth. The other half's lost forever.
How lost?
The accursed sorcerer gave it to a traitor king, Thorek, for his daughter, before he fled west. There was a prophecy of the High Priestess of the Old Ones at the tombs of Atuan.
You?
Me, in another life, saying the descendants of Thorek would cause the new empire of God Kings to fall one day. So the last children were taken, a young boy and a baby girl. Shedding royal blood brings a curse. So they were left out at sea, to swim with the seal people.
Do you really believe that?
Of course. If you don't want to serve Kossil, I could call you into the service of the tombs, Penthe.
Please don't, mistress. I'm afraid of the dark.
Poor Penthe.
I was never really kind to anyone.
I've made friends and enemies sailing Earthsea, but no ones have been kinder to me than you when I came to rob you, my dearest enemy and bravest friend.
I locked you away in total darkness. It was all I knew how to do.
You brought light into that darkness.
You brought the light. I remember the first time I saw you, in the Underdoom, standing in shadow. And the light from your staff, where light's forbidden. I always thought it was a great pit dug by slaves. But it was a real cave, with crystal towers and glittering roof teeth, white limestone and dark stone with flecks of color. Gone now, shattered like a palace of ice. But at least I saw it. You don't hear me. You're looking at the place where Manan dug to bury my prisoners. I'm thinking, why don't my masters strike him down where he stands and eat him as well? Then I remember, I'm their hands and tongue. I'm Aha.
Infidel! Go! Be gone!
Your eyes meet mine. Your arm drops and the darkness drops with it like a velvet curtain. You move softly, but I smell wild sage from the hail on your clothes and follow you down the tunnel to the iron door, the entrance to the labyrinth. I feel the metal frame, reach up to the high handle and...
Weren't you afraid I'd just open it again with my accursed powers?
I was, because you must have opened the red door with a spell. So I went to the spy hole in the throne room. And you were down there, just inside the door, trying to do just that.
Amun! I've made a fool of myself, haven't I?
You sit, get out a chunk of dry bread, shake a nearly empty flask, and curl up to sleep. Sleep! Holding something on a chain round your neck. A bit of rough metal, half the broken ring. Manan!
Just doing the fire, little one, then I'll be gone.
Men! When they came to rob the tombs, long ago...
And failed?
Who were they?
Mostly sorcerers. Wizard folk from the inner lands. Like Aerith Akabe looking for the treasure. Long ago.
I think I've seen one, Manan.
A man? Where?
Trapped. I've trapped a man in the labyrinth.
Little one, you must...
Shh!
Listen, who else can I tell? Kossil?
Yes, mistress. You must tell Kossil so she can have him killed.
No, not yet. Not like those others. Not again. Killed? Yes. But my way, not hers.
Mistress.
Am I or am I not Aha? Do I have power in my own domain or only do what Kossil wants? My masters are centuries older than hers. Can I never know things for myself? Never see anything new? Well, I've seen something new. A sorcerer, Manan. He's come to steal back the other half of his talisman.
He'll be dead in 5 or 6 days, whoever he is. I'll go and find him then. Bury him with the others.
I want him found alive.
Mistress, why?
To make his dying longer. More terrible.
But how will we find him now, mistress? There are more tunnels down there than roads in a city. Anyway, thirst. That is a terrible death.
Yes, thirst. Good. Tomorrow, that's how we'll find him. You're not dead. I know you're not.
No.
Can't you even sit up? Sit up and drink? Your face is all black and swollen. We found you in the tunnel by the stream. You went there because you heard water. Manan carried you here at my command. Drink. I've brought you bread and apples.
Thank you.
You speak my language.
It's pleasant, now you've come, to have your company. Light.
What's your name?
I can't tell you that.
I have no name. I am Aha.
The Eaten One, yes.
You're from the Inner Lands?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Tombs of Atuan. Famous.
But you're an unbeliever.
Oh, no. Priestess, I believe in the Old Ones. I've met them. Now, here, and before.
So you came to make sacrifice to them?
I came to rob them.
But I robbed you first. I took your wizard's cloak and staff while you slept. And your half of our talisman. See? I wear it now. It belongs to the Nameless Ones.
You don't know what to do with it.
And you do. What are you then? Another god? You look like a god. Chained up, dirty, weak. You're a thief and a liar. Don't look at me.
Sorry. Sorry, m'lady. I trespass. It's as you say. I'm at your mercy. And I want to live. Very much. Forgive me.
Drink again, if you like.
You're very young. Aha. To be in such a place.
I'm the first priestess. The reborn. Ancient. I am the voice and hands of those I serve. And if I say one word, Manan will come in and cut your head off your shoulders. Or we will leave you here until you die in the dark.
Yes, are you all right?
I'm leaving. Close the door, Manan. When I return, 2 days later, you're hunched in a corner, pale, dusty, sad.
I love to see the light coming with you.
I brought your cloak. I have more food and water. A little. Were you afraid I'd never come back? You snap up my food like a toad with a fly. Snap! It's gone. Well, there won't be any more for a while. I'm getting hungry, see?
You've given me your food. So, I never guessed why.
Gossel watches all the time. If I ask for extra, she'll find out about you. She's the priestess of the God King. I'm supposed to be in charge of the tombs, but I brought something to sit on. Tell me about the Inner Lands.
Well, I'm from Gaunt, in the northeast reach. So most people say the fairest isle is Harvenor, at the centre, with a white palace set in a great turquoise bay. Atop the highest tower sits the sword of Erathakbe, flashing in sunlight.
He lost his power and his amulet and his staff when he came to rob us, just like you did.
The arm ring with its rune of peace belonged to Queen Elpharan once. Havnor hoped to broker peace with it between Khargad and the rest of Earthsea. If it can be rejoined, perhaps we can stop killing each other. That's why I've come, to join the two halves together. I didn't know what it was until a dragon out in Celador saw it and told me. I thought it very funny. I didn't know what I had. Dragons find us very amusing.
Erith Akbe was a dragon lord, they say. We beat him and a dragon killed him even so. What is a dragon lord?
It's just someone a dragon will talk to. Wonderful creatures, wonderful and terrible. And when I sailed the dragon's run in the far west reaches, I saw them dancing high on the wind in great spirals, like a storm of yellow leaves in autumn.
You're lying.
What? Why would I lie?
To make me look a fool. All I know are the dances and paths through darkness, but suddenly you raise a hand and point upwards, brief as though brushing a fly. You look at me with a question in your eyes. The spy hole above us jumps into light. Gossel's been watching us, listening.
Your magic is for children, sorcerer.
All trickery and lies. I've heard enough. Manan!
Mistress.
Manan will feed you to the nameless ones. I won't come again!
Can I kill him now?
Be quiet. Oh, she was listening. How did she know?
Mistress, he has put a spell on you. We must...
Go back in. Say loudly, you're taking him to the Underdoom to be buried alive. Unlock his chain from the wall and we'll take him. Do exactly what I say.
Where to now, Manon?
You are to be buried alive, my mistress says. Under the tombs. Get up. Come with me. Come.
Loop your belt and let him hold it. And follow. You hold my skirt. It's a long way, and I've never been, so don't speak unless I do. I won't hear Tha's directions in my head if you talk, or remember the steps.
Mistress, where are you taking us?
To the treasure room. Isn't that what you came to see, wizard? Stay outside, Manan. No one can enter and leave it alive but me.
Yes, mistress. But mistress, don't shut the door.
The great treasure hoard of the tombs. At least you've come to the end of your journey at the place you wanted to be.
Lady Aha.
You said you wanted to stay alive. Very much. This is the only place I know where you can now. Anywhere else, Kozel can kill you. It's easy to kill a caged hawk. Why are you smiling?
Sparrowhawk's my name. My use name.
I won't lock the door. If you try to leave, my masters will destroy you.
Yes. Yes, I'll do as you say.
I'll come when I can. Bring food and water. But I'm getting hungry, see? And I need to throw her off the scent. Here's my flask. Hoard it. I will come back.
Take care. Tana.
That night, when my eyes close, I hear...
Take care, Tana.
And dream of home. My mother.
Tana! Come home now, it's dark! Tana, come!
Mother! Mother!
Can I have a kiss?
No.
Yeah. I kiss her and wake up full of joy. I'm Tana. I have a name. Tana. I remember. How did he know my name?
I have never seen you eat so much.
Can you steal more apples for me, Pente? From the kitchen, sir.
Mistress Arha.
Kosil! What a fine day it is. I've done away with the man, the prisoner I found in the tombs, and had a fine breakfast to celebrate.
I thought Arha must have abstained from eating for 3 days after a human sacrifice.
Yes. But he's been buried alive, as you know, since you were listening when we told him.
In the under tomb.
In a wooden coffin.
That's very risky, mistress. He's a sorcerer. Is his tongue out or his hands cut off?
His sorcery is mere trickery. He's buried. My masters will eat his soul. The rest doesn't concern you, priestess.
All that happens here concerns me. The place is the realm of the God King whose servant I am. Even under the ground, no one will forbid him or his servant entrance.
I will. My masters were at the place before the God King.
They're old. Their power's gone. They're nothing but shadows to frighten children. Don't hide things from me again, and don't try to frighten me, child. I'll see to the man myself.
May you never find him! May the old ones eat your soul, Kosil!
Did you see? She almost fell. Is she really cursed? What's happening?
Pente, you and the others must take good care now.
Why? What's going to happen?
I don't know. But something. Something that will change our lives forever. Oh. Be safe, my friend. Run away. All of you. Hide. Go home. Sparrowhawk. Sparrowhawk?
Who's...
Dana, can you sit up? Drink.
How long has it been?
A day and a night. I've got food.
I'm not hungry. This is a deathly place.
I brought your staff.
Why?
I'm not Tina. I'm not Aha. I'm nothing. The gods are dead. The gods are dead.
Oh, come here. Little one, sit. Let me stroke your hair.
I think Manan betrayed me to Kosol.
Well, if he did, it was out of love. He fears for your safety.
I cursed her. She said the old ones were dead and threatened me. I hid away in one of the lofts of the great hall. Then stole food and came here. But she was already here, in the underdoom, her candle burning in the holy place. And the old ones did nothing to stop her. My masters won't let me curse her or protect me from her. They're gone, dead.
Tina, you think the old ones are dead?
They did nothing.
They're alive, and will say so loudly, very soon.
How do you know?
Everything's changing under our feet. Do you feel it? Since I came, I've been trying to hide from them, hold them still. And one man alone hasn't the strength. I was dying when you found me, and you saved me with your water and food and light and courage. They don't want you hidden anymore, it seems, the old ones. You are the tomb's true treasure, not the rubbish in these stone chests I've been sleeping on.
Here we sit, with the greatest treasure of the Empire. And we haven't even looked at it.
I have.
In the dark.
I made a little ware light. It's hard to do without a staff. It's like trying to burn wet wood in the rain. But I found it.
The other half of the ring.
Here it is. Now tell me, why you brought my staff?
So you could escape.
How?
I don't know. The only way out is through the trapdoor in the throne room.
And Kosol knows that. So she and the guards will be there waiting. So if I do escape, what will you do?
I don't know.
You hear? The earthquake won't be held any longer. You have a choice. Either you leave me quickly, lock the door, and go and make peace with Kosol if you can. That's the end of one story. Or we leave this room, leave the tombs, and leave Atuan together. That's the beginning of another story. You must be Aha, or you must be Tena. You can't be both.
My masters won't let us escape. Not if they're truly here, like you say.
Well, perhaps not. I don't know. They've allowed us to live so far. Perhaps together and only together we have a chance. You have knowledge and courage. I have skill. And between us, we have...
The ring of Ereth Akbe.
Or something else. Trust is one word for it, perhaps the best word. And since I saw you, beautiful and brave in the darkness, I've trusted you. I came here a thief and an enemy, and you protected me. Let me pay you back with all I have to give. My name, my true name, is Ged. So what's your choice, Tina?
I'll come with you.
Hold out the ring in your palms so the broken edges meet. There. Perfect and whole. Take it. Take it. We'll fit your arm. Can you find the door I first came in by? You know, the one that's up on the hillside?
I'm not sure. I think so, but...
Show me the way.
Thank you.
door in the hillside! Run! Run!
Here! But it doesn't open from within!
It will. Mother. Amen! Here she is. Look far, meet Tanar. She's seen some things.
I saw you hold back an earthquake.
That's what we do, it seems, we wizards of God.
Can I ask a favor?
Anything.
Leave me here. I don't want to stay in a great foreign city alone.
Leave you? No. Listen, I'll take you to Havna and say to the princes and people, in the darkness, I found this girl, and she found me, and together we found your ring and returned it in the hope of peace through all of Earthsea, in the hope of a king in Havna one day ruling well. After all the fuss is over, Lucfar and I will take you to Gaunt. You're too young and too wise for court. I'll take you to my master, Ogion. He'll know what you are.
Will you come ever?
I'd come from my grave if you called me, Tanar. And will you do as I ask?
I will.
In part 4 of Earthsea, based on the novels A Wizard of Earthsea and The Tombs of Atuan by Ursula Le Guin, Ged is played by James McArdle and Tanar by Aisha Kala. Manon is Zubin Vala and Kossil is Suad Faris. Willow is played by Jessica Turner and Penthe is Aisha Antoine. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.